You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parasha, that this parasha is attached to the last parasha before it, Parashat Vayigash, is a closed parasha, because usually we have a space between parasha. So now one of the reasons that the format has been arranged, that Hashem wanted it this way, because Am Yisrael, they started the exile. They went through the Galut. So now, here the question that is asked, the format of the Torah, what does it matter how it is? Like Parashat Shira, Az Yashir, you see it's in a different way. There's a lot of space. You've seen it? But here, we see that the way Hashem wanted it is closed. So like this Parashat Shira, see, the way it's arranged, I don't charge you for the Hagbah. Yeah. So what does it matter that Parshat Vayechi is attached to Parshat Vayigash? Because Am Yisrael, they were through hardship. Why? Now let's say if you had a space, would it make a difference? Why?
You said that it's difficult to look, to find the
Vayechi. Fine, good. So I know, but what does it make a difference to me if it's written like this or written like that? It has a space, it doesn't have a space. What difference does it make to me? You need, you know, to read it, learn it, you know, on Monday, Thursday, Shabbat, told you read from it, and that's it, no?
No.
Yeah. What difference does it make? What's the difference? What's the difference?
Anything.
There's no difference. Well, what difference does it make? The content, does it change if...
Content does not change.
It doesn't change, that's what it is. So now, if it has this much space, that much space, what difference does it make? You never thought about this? So now here we see. So now here we see the format of Torah and Rusha changes. Why? Why it changes? As Parashat Shira, we see it has so much space open. When it becomes the time that Am Yisrael to go through hardship and suffering, then all of a sudden becomes
closed.
Why? So it's very simple. So that means
the time becomes short.
Chazak Baruch. Beautiful, beautiful. So now here we see that Torah feels you. So that means Torah knows how you feel. Isn't that something? Exactly. So now here we see when there's a hardship, there is no room. When there is simcha, then becomes
open.
So what does that mean? So that means, let's say you have somebody that you ask him, you know, to come help you. Like, you're moving, so can you, or give me a job, right? He says, no, I don't have time, right? What type of friend is it?
Not a good one.
So now this is somebody, you know, you get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning. Say, I got it stuck. Can you come and pick me up? Right away he comes. You know, malach. What am I, friend? He's a malach. So that means you have a friend that, you know, he only concerned about himself. You have another friend constantly wants to take care of you. Which one you like more? Constantly. So now here, you see there is a beautiful point here. That Torah HaKadosha is the closest friend that you have. How do we know? Look at this. He feels. He cares. He concerns what you go through. When you go through the suffering, it becomes so condensed. Close. When it's a happy time, you say, wow. When you're happy, he's happy for you. When you go through suffering, close. So which one you want to spend time with more? The one that gets up 2 o'clock in the morning and comes and pick you up? Or the one that says, no, I'm watching a game, you know, I cannot come now. How can I, you know, Super Bowl, you cannot leave it, you know? Huh? How can you live? You know, come and fix your tire for you. Which one you want to spend time more with?
What's the Super Bowl with the one who's wearing?
Obviously, the one that leaves the bed and gets up. It's cold. It's freezing weather. Come to. Yep, yep. And that's what Tortan Moshe is all about. So that's why here we see Tortan Moshe is saying now, see, I don't have any room. Why? Because you're in suffering. You're into a hardship. See what a dear friend we have. Why? Because actually, when you buy a book, it says, this is the author, right? So the author lives in New York. You happen to live in Los Angeles temporarily, right? So now, what's the connection between the book that you're reading and the author in New York? What's the connection?
Book gives us the
understand, but the author is in New York, the book is in Los Angeles. What's the connection between them?
Nothing.
It could be anywhere, you know, in the whole world. But there's only one book that the author and the work, they exactly at the same place. What is that book name? That's why when you go to the library and you ask for this special book and you say, can you give me this author book? What's the author name? He says G-O-D. He looks it up in the computer system. We don't have such a book. Because the author name is not, it's not written. Why? Because it's not like the other books. The author could be anywhere in the whole world. Here, when you learn Torah, that means you're speaking to who? Ribono shel Olam. Would you leave such a book for a second that you can instantly open your chumash? And Hashem is right there. And you can talk to him. And he feels for you. He cares for you. Not only in the 2 o'clock in the morning.
24-7.
25-8. Every second in your life, he's there. But you know what it is? That the other force tells you, no, you have this thing to do, that thing to do, you have to take care of this. You don't have time for this. Then you can do it
later.
Now you have time. Why? Because he knows that how powerful it is. So it distracts you constantly. I will not give you a chance to have such a close connection. And that's what we see. It's not that the format happened to be the way it is. Either is no space or it's a lot of space. It wants to teach us that this special book feels for you. And it's very interesting. You know, people, when they decide to spend some time, so what do they do? You know, they go out. Either, where do they go usually?
To the park
and so on. And then, you know, you can hours and hours and hours with all these devices that is in your pocket, on your back. You sit hours and hours and hours and hours, and you're completely addicted to it. It's a very interesting thing. When you open this holy book, you know what happens? You know, there is another name for Torah of the Shah. You know what that name is? No? It's called sleeping pill. As soon as you open it, then you fall? Why? Because it's so holy that even doesn't want to permit you that to be able to gain this holiness. But the other thing, you're right awake, hours and hours and hours and hours. But when you get to... When you get to such a opportunity, then he doesn't let you. And that's what exactly the Vayechi is. Because you have to look for the Vayechi when it's so condensed. You cannot find it. And that's what exactly it is. Because he doesn't let you. Because it's such a opportunity to gain such a kedusha. Hashem is like, yeah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.